Blog Talk Radio.
Matilda came in here and started playing around with books. She was like, I thought she said look. No, she's saying book. I had to take my book from her. She's back watching TV in her little area. Lucifer, come here. Be quiet. Come here. Anyway, so found this weird book. I'll probably delve more into it soon. Right now, I just found some more deep on the conjunction. Conjunctions to make you function, I always say. I got Miss Luna with me. She's fired up. You being good boy? No, you be a good boy. Yeah, be a good boy. Don't bother grandma's boy. Just have a seat, bro. Anywho. Mercury, Saturn, and Jupiter conjunction. It's now a triple conjunction. That means lots will be going on. It's going to be a planetary trio right at sunset. You'll see Jupiter at the top, Saturn just to the right, and Mercury right at the bottom. We've got a lot of things coming on, going on this year. Since last year, we had the Planetary March. So these guys are getting lined up. Check out that star map, because you can see them all lining up together. It's pretty insane. Really? Lucifer. Zeus. He's being so dramatic. Yay, pretty girl. I got Luna out with me chilling. She's fired up, all brown and beautiful. Very, very pretty. What a pretty girl. Yeah, she's gotten bigger. Yeah. Yeah. Are y'all asleep? You're so used to me being on in the afternoon now. I figured that would happen. But no worries. Now, Jupiter and Saturn were 1/10 of a degree apart during the astronomical event known as the Great Conjunction, December 21st in 2020. Now, the planets remain about 450 miles apart in space and have not appeared this close together from Earth's vantage point since 1623. And it's been nearly 800 years since the alignment occurred at night, the conjunction, which occurs on the night of the winter solstice, by coincidence, has come known popularly as the Christmas star. Now, the gas giants will not appear this close together until 2080. I will definitely not be alive. Now, from January 9th to the 12th, Mercury, Jupiter, Saturn will be visible in the southwestern sky. A celestial event is known as the triple conjunction, which means two planets and a third planet meet each other in the sky for a short period of time. Shortly after sunset, on January 9th, look above the sun, southwestern horizon, and you will see Mercury to the left of Saturn and Jupiter positioned just above Saturn. But they'll kind of look like almost a cross when it gets sundown. Now, Friday evening to Monday evening, the planetary alignment of Mercury will appear to pass first by Saturn and then by Jupiter as it shifts away from the horizon. Visible each evening low in the west-southwest and setting before the evening twilight ends. Now, according to space.com, all three planets will fit within the field of view of binoculars. Now, Mercury and Saturn will be a challenge to see within the evening twilight, except for sky watchers at southerly latitudes, where the sky will darken faster. Sky watchers should find an unobstructed view of the horizon and begin stargazing no later than 45 minutes after sundown. The planets will form a triple conjunction again on February 13th. Now, that being said, now, finishing on zodiac affected. Oh, and we do have our, what day is it? It's today. It's Sunday. This is insane. My days turn into nights very quickly. I was up taking a class all night. Now, we have our forecast, which we shall do now, which I'm sure will be including the conjunction. And then, since nobody showed up, I'm going to save my time to be on later because I got homework to do. And we're going to delve more into technology this week. And then I had questions about birth charts and stuff like that. So we're going to go over some things and how to read them this week as well. I'm getting a lot of requests, so bear with me. First come, first serve, so we'll get to each one, and I'll try and feature your stuff and your questions and answers to them. And we're at 1412, you guys. Impressive. How do we do that? That's amazing. Thank you. Now, time for our forecast. Which I like these. They're pretty thorough. So, this week. Now, from the 10th to the 16th. This week's moon phase is the new moon, which occurs on Wednesday, January 13th, 2021, at 12 a.m. The new moon occurs seconds into the day on Wednesday when the sun and the moon align in the sign of Capricorn. This lunation symbolizes a new beginning in the cardinal earth sign of Capricorn, and it's a time during which we can focus on some of the constructive traits of the sign of the goat. Tenacious, resourceful, disciplined, wise, ambitious, prudent, constant, and consider how to positively incorporate these qualities in our lives. Now we can focus on practical and attainable long-term goals, work on developing maturity and common sense, prepare for the future, make commitments and recognize responsibilities, and nurture our dreams in a realistic manner. With this potent Capricorn energy, we have the chance to create some serious order in our lives. It's time to make some solid plans and to set the stage for reaping rewards from our new beginnings, as little or as big as they may be, in approximately 2 weeks' time after the full moon occurs. One of the Capricorn's lessons is acceptance of the concept that reasonable boundaries and rules actually do offer us freedom. Freedom from worry and chaos, for example. Setting goals for ourselves allows us to focus on what really matters. Now, this lunation aligns with Pluto, emphasizing an intense, focused, and ambitious period ahead of us. Makes sense. Now, this phase of the moon occurs at 23 degrees and 13 minutes of Capricorn, affecting people with personal planets and points at approximately 19 to 27 degrees of the cardinal signs Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn most significantly. Fuck. Now, last week's last quarter moon occurred on Wednesday on the 6th at 4:37 a.m., it was exact when the Sun in Capricorn forms a square with the Moon in Libra early Wednesday. Now, that last quarter moon phase pointed to a mini-crisis of consciousness. After basking in the awareness symbolized by the full light of the Moon at the time of last week's full moon, we dispersed our knowledge and come to a point where we need to sort out what works for us and what doesn't. This is in preparation for this week's new moon, when something new is born once again. Now, last week was not a best time to start a major project, as the decreasing light of the new moon symbolizes descent into the unconsciousness. Still, we have a more mature grasp of our situation. It's time to begin finishing up the details of that which was conceived at the last new moon, which we might ponder the revelations we may have had last week, considering what they mean to us and how we might go about them. Now, that moon phase occurred at 16 degrees and 17 minutes of Libra, square the Sun at 16 degrees and 17 minutes of Capricorn, affecting people with personal planets and points approximately 14 to 18 degrees of the cardinal signs Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn most significantly. Now, this week, we have Mercury was in Aquarius from January 8th to March 15th. Now it's in Aquarius. We are hungry for knowledge and open to new and original ideas. Begin to think outside the box and our thinking becomes more progressive and objective. Our communication and thought patterns are spontaneous, somewhat fragmented, and liberal. This is a time when inventive thinking is at its peak. Venus is in Capricorn from January 8th to February 1st, getting serious about our finances and boosting our relations with business partners and or co-workers will be easier than usual under this influence. Our talents for creating artistic structure and form are enhanced, and our ability to form connections with people who support our ambitions is increased. We value enduring connections, reliability, and faithfulness. We take expressing our feelings seriously, and we take our time to warm up to others. We generally keep our cool in relationships. Now, Mars is in Taurus from January 6th to March 3rd, finally out of Aries. We are determined, stubborn, and resolute during this cycle. My daughter's way more stubborn than I am. Mars in Taurus can be passive, as it is strongest when resisting or defending something. In stark contrast to the impulsive Mars and Aries cycle, we tend to pursue our goals by plodding along patiently. Our goal is longevity and long-term satisfaction. Now our Jupiter transit through Aquarius, straight next to Saturn. Now it entered on December 19th, 2020, and it stays in this air sign until May 13th, 2021, and then continues its transit July 28th to December 28th, 2021. Now, Jupiter expands our experiences, our knowledge, and our understanding. Jupiter represents optimism, growth, generosity, and abundance. In Sagittarius, Jupiter urges us to increase our cultural and spiritual awareness, expand our higher mind, broaden our experiences, and have a faith in the universe. From November 2018 to December 2019. While in Capricorn, Jupiter urged us to define goals and seek out tangible results. Act ethically and maturely, and take a disciplined and step-by-step approach to realize our objectives. We're focused on our material goals, structures, roles, and sense of responsibility from December 2019 to December 2020. Now in Aquarius, Jupiter expands our awareness of our place in the community and of all and the needs of all. Nothing wrong with that. Jupiter in Aquarius encourages fairness, impartiality, individuality, and humanitarianism. We reap rewards through being more inclusive and just. We're opening our minds to progress. Now, Jupiter is in Aquarius from December 19, 2020 to May 13, 2021, July 28th to December 20, 2021. Now, Aquarius is an air sign, and with an air sign, Jupiter, we are mentally adventurous, ready and willing to learn into mind expansion and less attached to our traditions than other signs, because we are generally quite impartial and open-minded. We can see many sides to any given argument. Now, when in good fortune with Jupiter and Aquarius, we attract the best fortune when we are tolerant, fair, inventive, and impartial, and cooperative. We function at our best when we have freedom of choice and when we break through some barriers and we think outside the box. We value social reform and positive humanitarian action during this Jupiter cycle. Our attitudes and values concerning religion, moral conduct, and education and politics are progressive, visionary, and original. We also value freedom, individuality, fellowship, and group goals and visions. Still, it's progressive. As Aquarius is, it's also a fixed sign, and there can be some inflexibility or rigidity. With this position, and we'll explore. Now, too much Jupiter in Aquarius. Because Jupiter's nature is extravagant, we must guard against too much. Desmiado. No, demasiado, sorry. It's like too much. We must guard against too much. This applies no matter what sign Jupiter is currently visiting. Jupiter's zeal can supersede moderation at times, and it can expand the more negative qualities of the sign. Just as it can expand the positive traits. Are you angry, Luna? Are you hungry? Is that what you're telling me? Got a lot of tongue action going on. That's what she said. She's so cute. Okay. Just as the expansion of positive, it can expand the negative as well. So Jupiter's enthusiasm can be well-intentioned but might blind us to our immoderate behaviors. In Aquarius, we can be reactive and rebellious rather than progressive if overdone. We can also be quite stubborn, especially with its square to Uranus in 2021. We may lack follow-through, living too much in the mind without enough action. We can also be quite erratic without our output. Or with our output, now feeling inspired, which isn't always practical, while we're strong on our ideas with Jupiter and Aquarius, we should put a more concerted effort and commitment to putting those bright ideas to action. Now, theory is great, but applying is important. These are possible downfalls to watch for during this Jupiter sign cycle. However, the higher vibration is the expression of Jupiter seeks perspective. Aw, he went off sulking because I won't let him out of the room. That's funny. Where did you go? You went and lay down somewhere, huh? Jerk. All right, careful, Luna. He's in here somewhere, being a tool bag. Yeah. All right. Now, Jupiter's perspective isn't a detached, analytical, or detailed look at any given situation, but an overview. A look at the big picture. With Jupiter, ideally, we are able to rise above pettiness, mundane concerns, and inconveniences, and the like. Where Jupiter is currently transiting in your own chart is generally where you are inclined to find your joy at this stage in your development. This area of your life expands and improves in some manner. There's also a need for new tools to boost and build these areas of your life. In order to build, we need to pursue goals with an open mind and keep a spirit of progress in our hearts. This is a powerful cycle in which to feel more grateful for one another. And at the same time, hold on to a spirit of growth and improvement. It's also a fantastic period in which to improve our social skills. Teaching, mentoring, guiding, and sharing can be satisfying. We see beyond class, religion, and other labels, and we tend to connect with ideas, beliefs, and practices that have a universal nature. What? Not everyone is going to be a complete asshole? That's nice. I'm sorry, but if I have to say out loud Nazis are bad, we're in trouble. Well, on material affairs were a strong focus. Jupiter was in Capricorn. With Jupiter in Aquarius, our concern is more with altruistic humanitarian causes. It's a great time to put our egos aside to help one another advance, improve, and thrive. We care much about individuality, but we're also very interested in what happens to society or to the majority. Some of us are. Will that change for the Trumpers that are getting arrested after their president told them to do that shit? I don't know. They're all pretty dumb. Easily led. Now those people are lemmings. Now remember, guys, they pushed those lemmings and threw them off the cliff. They didn't just do that. Anyway, the dark secrets of Disney. We'll have to do it. History of Disney one day. Now, prosperity, Jupiter in Aquarius is a cycle, a good period for astrology or New Age thinking, science, electronics, philosophy, and reform. We might prosper through ideas generated or involvement with friends, groups, and community efforts. It's in the world of ideas where we tend to want to grow, improve, expand, and thrive, or it's through our minds, beliefs, and ideas that we can prosper. Generosity among friends and groups is a strong point of this Jupiter and Aquarius cycle. There is a revolutionary quality to Aquarius that needs managing, especially with Jupiter and the planet of expansion involved. We should watch for intolerance or policing ideas, especially with Saturn also involved. It's rare, but Saturn is concurrently transiting the sign of Aquarius with Jupiter. Now, it is certainly refined the Jupiter cycle, helping to tame the more extravagant nature of Jupiter, but sometimes limiting its expression. Now, however, in the general sense, we're ready to innovate and make progress. If traditions are not doing us any favor, we can break free from them with less sentimentality. Aquarius is capable of detaching where needed, and it's a powerful ability. Causes and movements are in stronger focus as we seek to affect change and overturn traditions that are holding us back from growing. It's time when we feel more fulfilled as we lift others up. In fact, we may do our best work or make the most progress when we're working toward the benefit of others, our society in general, during this cycle. And the fact that the north node of the moon is concurrently transiting the air sign Gemini further boosts this theme. We're encouraged to find better words or means of communication to get through to one another and make progress. We might, for example, find better slogans for movements that are misunderstood, or we might use words to invite more people to partake in our conversations or causes, replacing words that have been previously turned people away, like the word socialism. We value logic, science, rationality, and objectivity, while Jupiter is in Aquarius, more so than usual. These things hold more weight. Now, with work, we need some leeway to connect with our source of inspiration, and pushing this by working set hours can be challenging. We want to draw our originality and seek mental stimulation. I guess that's why now I'm selling insurance. A vision of a better world can help inspire us, but we should watch for being too theoretical. Saturn's concurrent transit of Aquarius might help us with the application angle. During this cycle, we recognize and celebrate differences, but also emphasize the need to join together to improve society as a whole. We thrive when we have a worthy cause in mind. We are also stronger seeing commonalities between people from different groups. Our minds go where others haven't gone. You will see more Aquarian themes and topics in the media as we become more fascinated with Aquarius energy. While Aquarius is associated with the lone wolf type, Aquarius can also be someone who is a friend to people. So Aquarius is the rebel, the one who's unafraid to do things a little differently, to be the ahead of their time in their thinking. You may see more themes spotlighting the inventor, the activist, the absent-minded professor, or the eccentric. The friendly but detached style of Aquarius can be in vogue. People with strong Aquarius influences in their chart may see a lot of this coming out from themselves. You may see people like Harry Styles, Ashton Kutcher, Sheryl Crow, Christy Brinkley, Axl Rose, who can rise in popularity. Mind you, Saturn is also in Aquarius, so we can also be taking them more seriously. Remember, Jupiter is the sign of ankles and other things that may hurt at this time, joints and whatnot. Gail, you're not going anywhere. You thought she was going to run away. Don't think so. All right. Let's check our Saturn. Now, this week, on Tuesday, we may say the wrong things, and we're particularly sensitive. However, we're also learning about our vulnerabilities. By Wednesday, we're open to new experiences and a way of relating. It's more natural to accept differences in individuality. It's a good time to make an effort to reach out, make changes, and embrace new ways to have fun and enjoy ourselves and our relationships. Friendship and love relationships becomes more important. We can be attracted to people who are especially unique, or what makes a person different or special is particularly noticeable and intriguing now. We're loosening up. Unexpected opportunities for enjoyment or connections can emerge. Now, Venus in Capricorn, marry for money and learn to love them. That's what your heart tells you now. And as a new cycle gets underway in your life, does that sound cynical? Maybe so, but it does reflect the yearning you feel for security and stability right now. I do not feel that. I'm good. Let me have my little job. I'll pay my little bills. Get my kid to 18. Have my little pets. And smoke my little bit of weed. I'm a homebody. I'll be at home. Work home. And the occasional Pokemon Go adventure. Lots of working out. I'm at home. Like, that's it. Leave me alone. I don't want none. But yeah. The kind of compromises you may be willing to make to accomplish these objectives, you may be feeling that now. Venus trine Mars, January 8th to 9th. Attraction, romantic activities, and fertility are favored. This is one of the best times to enhance a relationship. Excellent time for starting a new relationship and all things equal. Venus square Chiron, January 12th. Not a commitment-friendly transit. We are somewhat fearful investing ourselves emotionally in a relationship. Okay. don't get into a relationship this week and then because next or in the day before because the next day you're not going to just, I don't, what? Okay. January 13, we lose our fear of taking risks at this time and we happily embrace all that is new, unusual, and out of the ordinary with regards to romantic involvement. We are ready to experiment, but not necessarily ready to commit. Are you Sagittarius? Venus sextile Neptune. January 22nd and 23rd. Unusual attractions that add imagination, inspiration, and emotional color to our lives may occur now. We are attuned to the subtleties of human interaction, and we are more inclined to naturally cooperate with others. An imaginative romantic time. Venus parallel Pluto. January 23rd, the desire for drama and intensity in relationships is with us. We love feelings and relationships, and these issues can become consuming now. Assuming more importance in our lives than usual, interactions with others are intense now, and themes of sharing and trust dominate in relationships. So that should be it at this time. So enjoy your triple conjunction. Make sure y'all hear the episodes before. If you didn't catch them, go ahead and go back if you want to get a little bit more info. We've been kind of following this for a few days. So, yep. That's the tea. Wear your mask, wash your hands, and remember, Black Lives Matter, and fuck Donald Trump. And say it with me, Senator Minority Moscow Bitch Mitch McConnell Turtle Man, his wife resigned. They're in trouble. They're in trouble. They're going to be in trouble. Their dominoes are falling quickly. So, yay. Thank you, Georgia, for doing your thing, powering through, and getting those votes out. I'm so proud of you all. And that's the tea, you guys. I'll be back on later to, I don't know, use up our 20 minutes. Bye.